You are now listening to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing tomorrow's scene today, for Stardust to Celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Stay up to date at nextonscene.com or follow us on social media at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for who's next on scene. Welcome back to Next on Scene, everybody. We're officially 8 days out from our annual fashion show. We could not be more excited. We now have partnerships with Ciroc, Unreal, so many other local businesses showcasing. We're doing such awesome stuff with such amazing people. So we are so excited to see you there. If you haven't gotten your tickets yet, we do have general admission still available. Tickets are available on Eventbrite. Type in Next on Scene annual fashion show. So excited to share our next guest with you today. We have the fabulous Tiffany DeBaradinas, and she is our Next on Scene stylist. She will be behind the scenes at our annual fashion show. We are so excited to have her back on. If you have not heard her first podcast, definitely be sure to do that. So who is TiffyG77? If you haven't followed her on Instagram, be sure to do so. She always shares some really fun, amusing stories and very fashion savvy. Tiffy G is a 40-year-old petite mom who loves to shop for herself and others. She believes that women over 30 can be just as trendy as they were when they were 21. She views shopping as a hunting mission, and it's all about hunting for the best bargain to keep you stylish and make you feel like the prettiest you that you can be. So follow Tiffy G. Her blog is called The Thrill of the Hunt by Tiffy G. So you can get all her updates, latest fashion trends, latest styles there. And she's also in our annual quarterly magazine that will be out at our fashion show next week. So excited to have the amazing Tiffy G on. Stay tuned for Tiffany. All right, everybody, I officially have our amazing Next on Scene stylist on the line, Tiffy G. Tiffany, hi, Tiff, how are you today?
Hi, Jackie, how are you?
Good, so excited to have you back on our show, as always. I want
to,
of course,
be back.
Always happy to have you. So, of course, you know, we're so excited because you are styling our show next week. You've been such a help. Thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. It's been a ball. I can't wait for the night of the show.
I know, and your feature will be out, and everybody will be able to listen to this podcast before the show. There's so much exciting stuff going on for you.
I know. All good things.
It is.
All right.
So let's first talk about, I mean, without giving away too much, because obviously your article in the magazine talks about spring trends, but tell us what you feel is really trending this season with a little bit, but not too much information of what will be in your article.
Okay. So much to talk about. I'll try to condense it, and I'll definitely talk about some things too that actually won't be in the article.
Perfect.
For the listeners. So I'm so excited about what's trending this season in the fashion world, because I really think that what we're seeing in the styles that are out span the decades. So there's high waist, wide leg pants from the disco days of the 1970s. There's the bright neon colors from the 1980s. Then we have the old school sporty brands that have resurfaced from the 1990s. And of course, what I like to call logomania, back from the early 2000s. And, you know, I think for a while, many of us avoided wearing the bold logos and the name and brands, but you got to get ready to sport your favorite logo and wear it proud, because the trend is definitely back. The Gucci shirts, the belts, all of that.
What's your favorite for you personally?
Oh, I'm a Gucci girl.
I love it.
Definitely a Gucci girl. And as far as the prints are concerned, animal prints such as leopard and snakeskin are literally on everything. Clothes, shoes, bags, much more. And believe it or not, wearing small amounts of leather is also a trend this spring, which is interesting because many of us assume we kind of stop wearing leather once March and April rolls around and the winter ends. But this spring, leather skirts, sleeveless leather tops, lightweight spring leather jackets, they're all trending in a huge way. And also in for spring is what I like to call the sea of beige. So instead of wearing all black, people are wearing head-to-toe shades of tans, nudes, and browns.
Love it. Love the neutrals. Well, because you can just do so much with them.
Yes, and they really flatter every skin tone.
Right. And what about for guys? What do you see right now trending for guys?
Okay, so For men, there are a lot of tailored look. Like, think sharp blazer over a t-shirt and jeans for a night out. Old school velour tracksuits are back. Tons of that nostalgic sportswear brand, such as Reebok, Champion, Fila, mm-hmm. Pony. Remember Pony?
Of course.
Puma. And another trend from that is also in leather, in the form of the lightweight leather jackets. But again, not just in black. You'll see like men's jackets in shades of tan and gray, which I love. I think it's just so sharp on a guy. That's about the menswear world this
spring.
No,
that's so good. I love all the bright colors and like the neutrals. It's like everybody's now combining them. Because usually neutrals you see more in the fall, I feel like, right?
Yes, I definitely agree with that. There are some tones that are out that, you know, will work in fall, which, you know, if you buy it now in spring, you'll be able to wear it
in
the fall.
So who is, if you could pick one store to shop at the rest of your life, what would it be and why?
Oh, my God. Wow, this is a tricky question.
Because you probably have, like, selective things from different stores, right?
All right. No, yeah. I think I'm going to have to break this up into a high-end store and an affordable store.
Okay, good.
Okay. High-end store, I'd have to say Saks for sure, because they tend to carry all of the designer shoes and bags, and I am head over heels in love with designer shoes and bags. Mm-hmm. Since I was a little girl, that's just my thing. For an affordable store, I would tend to say Express, because I love the variety of sizes and fits they have. And I also think Express is sort of a one-stop shop, because they sell athleisure wear, denim, workwear, casual styles, jackets, coats, shoes, accessories, going out clothes, evening wear like dresses and jumpsuits for weddings. So, yeah, I'd go with Saks and Express.
Good choices, because they both have a lot of variety of stuff.
They do. And Express is known for sales and coupons and promo codes online. I style a lot of clients in Express, actually.
Yeah, it's so true. And I actually feel like for work clothes, Express is great for that. You know, like corporate America type of clothes.
And what I like about Express is they tend to have the same style clothing, and they update it with colors and prints for the season.
For example,
my favorite blouse from Express is the Portofino. I like the
love them too.
And they'll change the prints and the colors to be representative of whatever's trending,
but it's still the same style. You're completely right.
Yeah,
so you know what you're wearing.
Consistency.
Yeah, you're so right. It's just adding like one different thing to it that can make it completely different.
And you know your fit. You know if you like the slim fit. You know if you like the regular fit.
Right.
You know if you like the sleeves rolled up on it. So you can kind of just go in quickly, grab what you know works for you, and be done.
It's so true. So for our listeners that have never listened before, you obviously do styling on top of being a teacher and a mom. And you also have this awesome blog, which I talked about earlier before you came on. Tell us how, if somebody were to do a consult with you for styling, what that looks like.
So currently I have three options for styling sessions with me. One option is a 2-hour appointment that costs between $50 and $100, depending on what the person chooses. And this option is great for people who want a bunch of mix and match items for their closet, or they want to update their wardrobes, like for fall, for winter, for spring, for summer. I also offer this service via online shopping if the customer doesn't live near me, or if their schedule is so crazy busy that it's just easier for me to do this online. And in fact, a lot of men request this service for me, especially during the holidays or occasions. Men have paid me, they've said, get my wife or get my girlfriend a whole new wardrobe, and I've done that online for them, and they pick up the bag and they're happy.
I love that. That's brilliant.
Yep. The second option is a 1-hour session for me, which is a new thing. I had somebody request me for a girls' night out outfit, and that only costs about $30. It takes an hour. We go in, we buy the outfit, and I also do that for weddings, like finding a dress for an occasion or a wedding or a gala or an event. This has been a popular choice among women who really want that one perfect outfit, but they don't have time, and they would go themselves and be spending 3 hours trying on 20 dresses when I could kind of bang it out in an hour.
Right. So to follow up even like more of what you're discussing. So let's say I'm a new client and I come to you. Do they tell you the stores that they like shopping at? Like, how do you decide where you're going to take them?
So before the session occurs, we pick a date and we go through I go through a questionnaire with them. Mm-hmm. Styles, clothing stores, fits, things they don't, you know, would never wear no matter what, where they tend to shop, if they like more casual style, I'll even ask them questions. Will you wear a heel? How high will you wear the heel? Are you opposed to heel? Because believe it or not, that kind of changes the whole look of the outfit and maybe even what stores we would go in to find the look.
Of course.
So we do that. We talk a lot before the session via email or the phone. And the third option I've been doing is a 2-hour closet organization. A lot of women have asked me to come into their house and literally hang outfits together. They want to just pull the shirt and pants off of the hanger and be done and not even think about it.
Oh,
and
my God.
Price varies with that. It starts at $150.
Wow. That's freaking awesome, though.
Yeah.
And then you recently have been working with moms who are expecting too. So tell us about that experience.
Yes, this is a brand new aspect to my business and I'm having so much fun with it actually. I think a lot of women who are pregnant are really confused about buying maternity clothes. So what they end up doing is they continue to buy regular clothes in larger sizes and that's just not flattering after a certain point. You know, maternity clothes are meant to be worn when you're pregnant. And what happens is if you're a small size in regular clothes and you go up to a medium and then you go up to a large, it's not going to fit the top part of you. It's not going to fit your legs. Your belly area is what's expanding. So I kind of help them realize that they can buy about 10 versatile clothing items in a maternity store that will last them through the remainder of their pregnancy. They can still look stylish. They can mix and match them. And they usually leave happy. And these sessions also work like regular styling sessions for price and booking.
Awesome.
And it's kind of made me think that I'd like to branch out and help style new moms with transition items. So when they're losing the baby weight, they're not quite back in their regular wardrobe, but they don't want to be in maternity clothes anymore. So what can we do to add some affordable, trendy pieces that they can mix and match and wear as they're transitioning from just having a baby to getting back into their closet?
It's brilliant. It's so smart. So you're prepping them throughout the whole process.
I'm prepping them through the whole process.
I love it.
I did just have a new mom reach out to me and ask if I could style her. She is home with a 6-month-old and she doesn't want to be in pajamas every day, but she also needs to be practical with an infant. So to try to put together some pieces that help her look presentable, as she would say, to the public eye.
Well, you know, at that point in life, though, that makes sense because you're feeling very sensitive to your body image. I mean, you're carrying somebody in you, right? So it's hard.
Right.
Yeah.
And you don't want to spend a lot because
right. You know it's only temporary. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Oh, my God. I love it. Okay. So before we go to game time, what is next for Tiffany? Obviously, you know, we have this exciting fashion show you're a huge part of and the magazine's coming out. What else are you working on? What's coming up?
Oh, my God. Well, first, I have to say I'm so grateful for all my readers, my followers and supporters, the people that love my Instagram stories. I love the messages I get and the feedback I get. They're awesome. And without them, I really wouldn't be where I am today. You know, currently my readership has almost reached 70,000 and 81 countries.
Amazing.
Are reading my blog, which
Amazing.
Is insane. And that's still pretty surreal to me. But as far as what's next, I guess I want to continue to grow my brand and styling business. I love writing for magazines. I'm an open-minded person, I would say, and I'm always willing to try new avenues as far as my business goes. So I'm pretty much open to anything presented to me. And I guess it kind of goes along with that saying, the only chances you regret in life are the ones you don't take.
Love that quote.
So this year for 2019, that's kind of my New Year's resolution and my mantra. So that's where I'm at right now.
I love it. I absolutely love it. And you're such a great connector of people. So that's one of your strengths as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I definitely wanted to point that out. So you definitely know the right people to connect. So thank you for all the connections you've made for me because I'm super grateful.
Oh, anytime, Jackie.
Yeah, you're the best, Tiff. All right, so let's play some game time. This is going to be really fun. All right, so let's go. Tiffany's favorite movie.
Oh, by far, Bronx Tale. 100%. Love the acting, love the music in the movie, the entire storyline in general. In fact, this weekend I'm actually going to see the musical in Boston with all my girls.
I love it.
So, yeah, nice big girls' night out.
Should oh, my fun. God, so fun. I kept seeing that being advertised. Please let me know how that is. That looks like it's going to be awesome.
Yes, I'm excited.
So fun. Okay, Red Sox or Patriots?
Patriots, by far. I like sports with a lot of action, like football and hockey.
Love it. And then you also wear your amazing bling hat all the freaking time. Talk about your cutest attire always for Patriots.
Everything
stuff.
Has to be blinged, loud, love extra.
It. I love it. That's such a great word for it, extra. That's awesome. What is your favorite item of clothing?
Oh, God. Okay, so again, I'm going to have to go with two choices. I'm going to go with the practical item, and I'm going to go with the glam item. All right. All right. So everyday favorite item of clothing, definitely the Lululemon Align leggings. Super flattering, super comfortable. You actually feel like you're wearing pajamas all day long.
And they last forever, right?
Last forever. Mm-hmm. I love to exercise in them, but I also like to dress them up with a sweater and like heeled boots for a night out.
Awesome.
And for glam, okay, by far my mother's vintage fur coat.
So ever cute.
Ever since I was little, I've been obsessed with this fur coat, probably because she used to look so pretty when she'd be putting it on, going out on a Saturday night with my dad. I'd be watching her get all dressed up in it.
That's freaking adorable, Tiffany. I love that. That's adorable. And, okay, who do you aspire to be? Because you're in the fashion world, like, pretty prominently. So who's somebody you admire in the fashion world and why?
Okay, so I have to say I truly admire so many bloggers out there right now, but I have to be honest and say that I don't really aspire to be like any one particular person, because I guess I look at it that I'm constantly trying to be the best me that I can personally be.
Love
it. And I'm focused on myself and my gains and making myself better. I'm always striving to improve my own capabilities, and I just really want to continue to build self-confidence in other women. Definitely a girl's girl.
And you're totally doing it, which is so inspiring. I love it. Okay, this is a really fun one. You and I pre-talked about this, so I'm excited for our audience to hear, and I'm excited to hear what your answers are. Who would you rather marry, date, or screw? Tom Brady, Edelman, or Gronk?
Oh, my God. All right, that's a loaded and wild question.
Yeah.
But... No contest whatsoever, Edelman, all the way, all three.
Yeah, I love it.
All the way, like, not even a debate, all three questions.
I freaking love it. He's so funny. I feel like he's two different personalities, because during football season, he's so hairy around his, like, he has a full goatee that's super long.
Yeah, that's
right?
Not really my look, I have to say it. That's not my thing. But definitely out of the three of those, he's, like, top runner.
I love it. I love it. So the other ones do not even make it in the running. It's hysterical.
Yeah, they're not even in the running. I'm sorry to say.
That's freaking hysterical. Oh my God, Tiff, you are awesome. Can you tell everybody how they can get in touch with you, follow you on social media, and also tell us briefly about your blog and what's next that you're sharing on your blog?
All right, so it's interesting you asked me about men, because today's article that will be released is about men's fashion, and I have a friend who is a guest writer for me. He is a man, and it is his first article with me.
So awesome.
Yeah, so that'll be released next, and we have a lot of spring capsule wardrobes, my top five musts for spring, some of the prints that are out, snakeskin, what to wear on Easter. There's a lot coming up in April, highlighting some girl style sessions. People really like to see those, I think, what we choose, how the women look. They're real women with real bodies, and I think my readers relate to that.
Right.
When they see that. And as far as following me, Instagram, I would say, is like the top way to do it. TiffyG77. Most people will tell you my stories are very entertaining.
I can attest to that.
I think my parents keep me in business, especially my father. But that's one way. My Facebook, definitely another way. And, you could always email me at tiffyg77@yahoo.com.
Awesome. And then also tell them to your website, your blog.
So my blog is attached to my Instagram, but if you want to go directly to the website, it is The Thrill of the Hunt by tiffyg.com.
Awesome. Well,
and it can be found directly on WordPress as well.
Love it. You are so awesome. It is always so much fun to have you. Thank you so much, Tiff, for coming back.
Yes, I love doing your podcast with you. It's always so fun.
We do. We always come up with really fun and creative things to share. So I hope everybody else enjoyed this. Definitely get social with Tiffany. She's doing amazing stuff constantly, and her stories are super entertaining. So definitely check that out. Tiffany, thank you again so much for coming on. Everybody, thank you so much for tuning in, and stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene. Thanks so much for tuning in to Next on Scene with your host, Jackie Zuck. Showcasing Tomorrow Scene Today, for startups to celebrities, we are your source to find out what's next. Are you next? We want to hear from you. Get in touch with us today at nextonscene.com or get social with us at Next on Scene on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And are you next? We want to hear from you. Stay tuned for Who's Next on Scene.